This preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
3-1 in the first leg to the French side. A real shock there. Arsenal have been very, very good of late, though, apart from that first leg. Huge ask against a Monaco side that are pretty tight defensively. But they have opened up a little bit in recent games, Monaco. Not necessarily from a defensive point of view, but they are scoring a few more, which was, if you go back a couple of months, unders was an absolute banker in all Monaco games. They have kept clean sheets in 10 of their 12 home games in all competitions. 10 of their last 12, I should say. Arsenal 4-1 to qualify, Lee.
I can't make an argument for them to score three goals.
No.
And keep Monaco out. You know, in addition to that, half of their league earned games have seen them keep a clean sheet. They didn't concede a goal in the group stages at home. Now you could argue that, you know, Arsenal are a better team than they faced in the group stages. I'm going to be really intrigued to see how Arsenal go about this. I think they should just go out there guns blazing. I think it would be daft to kind of to try and ease their way into the game, because the longer this goes on and Monaco are keeping a clean sheet, then, I mean, they kept a clean sheet against PSG the other weekend. I think it was a tip that you guys put up on the European Football Podcast. If they can keep a clean sheet against a PSG side at home, why can't they? They'll only go with one thing on their mind. We don't concede many goals here. It doesn't matter. They can lose 2-1 and still go through, of course.
Yeah.
You know, if they score, Monaco are through, I think.
But I think Arsenal's pace, I think they're going to cause problems here. I can see them notching a few, because I think you'll have Walcott, Sanchez. Obviously, Giroud's in good form. He's not not the pace angle, but he's still in decent nick. The way they played against West Ham was fantastic. And I think if they can get an early goal, I think it's interesting to see the team news, firstly. I can't see Ozil having much of an influence in this game if he starts. I think Walcott is a key to away from home on the break, you know. But I say on the break, are Monaco going to do much attacking? It's hard to see Arsenal winning, but I think Arsenal, it's hard to see Arsenal qualifying, but I think Arsenal might be a decent bet to win tonight. 5-4 isn't huge, but it's not too bad, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, you're right. Everything depends on how the team shape up and how the game starts. If Arsenal do get an early goal, Monaco could get quite nervy, couldn't they? You know, and I think, you know, the best Wenger teams are the teams that attack. And attack and go for it. Now, they have to score three, of course.
Yeah.
And not concede. You know, obviously, well, if they won 3-1, then it goes, you know, obviously goes all the way, you know, through to extra time.
If they concede a goal, nothing changes as far as they're concerned in terms of staying alive.
But scoring four? I mean, I know they could go through to, you know, to extra time and penalties and all the rest of it. But, you know, it just seems an awful lot to ask of Arsenal to get that done when the pressure is on them to score goals. But I think that's how they will go out there and do it. You know, it's a long, long time since Monaco conceded three goals at home. You have to go back to the 9th of September 2011. When Angers won 3-1, they were in Ligue 2 at the time, Monaco, of course. So, I mean, you know, it just doesn't happen very often, and I find it a bit of a stretch. But I do think that they'll score goals, and I'd rather back Giroud to make amends for what happened in the first leg when he just, you know, he got into some great positions but just couldn't finish. He's really played well since that horror show at the Emirates. Scored in the 2-0 win over Everton, scored away at QPR, didn't score in the Man United game in the FA Cup, but scored in that 3-0 win at the weekend over West Ham. 7-5 for him to score. I'd rather back that than Arsenal to win at 5-4, to be honest. And I'd be happy with just that bet. I do think Arsenal will win the game, though. I think they could win it maybe 2-1 and be pushing and pushing and pushing. But the one thing we know is if they go and do what you think they'll do and play with pace on the break, they are terrible at the back when they open up. They were naive. They shouldn't be in this situation. They should have lost the game 2-1. And it's only because they were looking to try and get more goals that they ended up conceding that third, and that's what's killed them. I think it's 2-1. I'd be happy with them going to Monaco.
Well, one thing I don't mind as well, rather than backing them to qualify at 4-1, which we've agreed is a tough ask, half-time, full-time is 11-4. It's only a little bit less, and you're getting the 2-1 in your favour there. I think
Monaco will be stronger defensively than we think here, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Their game plan has to be defend.
Sure. Yeah.
Do what they did against PSG and, you know, and get a 0-0. That has to be their game plan. So I think it's all about how much Arsenal throw at it. And the longer the game goes on, they have to throw more and more at it. So, I'm picking a goal scorer just to be safe, really. And because it's a bigger price than the Arsenal win, I'm happy to go for that.
Okay. Right, so best bet in this game?
Giroud to score at any time for me at 7-5.
Fair enough. You can put it in the headline offer if you want. That's Giroud to score. Arsenal to win 90 minutes at 4-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.